They tried to keep it hidden. They tried to silence the truth. At Operation World Without Cancer, we believe healing begins with knowledge and the courage to choose your own path. In a world clouded by conventional wisdom, we're exposing natural health strategies long kept in the shadows. This is hope. This is truth. This is Hidden Healings Uncensored. Today's guest is the wonderful Sherry Kahlboom, who is the leading authority on juicing for health and detoxification, known as the Juice Lady and America's most trusted nutritionist, TV chef, and celebrity nutritionist. She has helped in pioneering the fresh juice movement around the world. And importantly, she says, don't flick out the seeds. And that's why Sherry and I love each other so much. Sherry is author of 35 books, including her bestseller, Juicing for Life, with over, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, 3.5 million books sold. Welcome, Sherry. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great and so happy to be with you. Thank you for inviting me on your show. I know you have lots of exciting things happening around the seed place. You're the seed guy. Yeah. We're going to talk about seeds today.
Yeah, you always call me the seed guy, but here in Hidden Healings Uncensored, I'm whatever we want to talk about. Anything that's a secret that our audience doesn't know, the things they've kept hidden, they don't want the world to know about, but that's what we talk about on the show. And it's really all about what you do and not so much about what I do, because my audience hears from me all the time. So yeah. Why don't you just tell the audience a little bit about yourself, Sherry, your kind of your origin story.
How I got started juicing, I assume, is what you're after. So sure. Yes, and how I became known as the Juice Lady. Years ago, I was sick, really sick. I had chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, ached all over, felt like I had the flu all the time, low-grade fever, no hope. There's still no hope for those conditions in allopathic medicine. And I was told, probably was all in my head. I knew it wasn't in my head. I was 20-something. Come on, I have a whole life ahead, right? And no one knew what to do. So I thought, all right, I've got to do something. I've got to take matters into my hands and figure out what's going on here, because something got me here. And whatever got me here, if I do something different, maybe I can get out of this rut I'm in. And so the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing, right?
Exactly. Expecting different results. Yeah.
Right. So I thought, I'm going to do something different and expect a good result. So I went to some health food stores and talked to people and discovered, wow, my diet's really horrible, all wrong. I love junk food and fast food. And I was a sugaraholic and I hated vegetables. I must laugh saying that. No wonder I was sick, right?
Yeah. And now I'm a common story. I've heard that before. Leanna, who you met, she was the same way. She was a gummy bear addict when she was a young kid. You know, she's an author about, you know, eating food that helped her turn it around. So,
yes. Well, it seems like there are a lot of us out there that were addicted to sugar and addicts for all sorts of little sweet treats. But so I thought, all this junk has to go, and like vegetables or not, I'm going to have them and I'm going to drink them, because I heard about juicing. So I got my first juicer and I went on a 5-day juice fast. And on day number 5, my body expelled a tumor about the size of a golf ball with blue blood vessels attached that looked like somebody cut them. Well, what on earth? Yeah, my face is crazy. Like, what happened? And I'm 20 something. It's like, oh, wow, this is amazing. And I knew right away I was following in my mother's footsteps, because that sure looked like an angry looking tumor to me. And she died of cancer when I was 6. So I thought, wow, I got rid of this thing. Tomorrow I'm going to wake up better. I'm going to wake up well. I didn't. I was on a healing journey, but I decided I'm sticking with my program, with the vegetable juices, add in vegetables in all their forms, soups and stir fries and salads and steamed vegetables. And I went vegan for that summer. I'm not totally vegan now, but some ancient grains, mostly, and vegetables. In 3 months, I was totally well. And woke up one morning and thought, wow, somebody gave me a new body in the middle of the night. I mean, I felt like jogging. I hadn't even been able to go for a walk because I didn't know if I'd make it, you know, back home. I was that weak and tired. And so the journey began. for research. And I went back to school and got a master's degree in whole foods nutrition from Vassar University. And my master's thesis was nutrition and cancer. And I learned about those little blue blood vessels that had puzzled me forever. What was that? It's angiogenesis. It's the growth of blood vessels to tumors to feed it. And the more the food goes to the tumor, the bigger it gets, and the more blood vessels attach to it. So I discovered what had been going on with my body. And ever since, I've been trying to be a source of information and inspiration to people to say, you can do it. If I could do it, you could do it. You can turn your health around too.
Wow. That's incredible. I always love hearing that, and it's fantastic. And so you've continued that, obviously, but what's the difference between a juicer that separates the juice from the fiber and an appliance that keeps everything in one container? Tell the audience about that.
I get asked that all the time. So I'm so glad you asked that question, because people say, well, can I just blend it up? I mean, don't I need all that? Insoluble fiber is what you're getting in there. And I'm all for smoothies. I think they're fabulous. They're a blender, a high-speed one like Vitamix, part of a healthy kitchen. There's nothing to replace juice, nothing on the face of the earth. It's broken down like a pre-digested food. It's going right into your system within about 20 or 30 minutes. Most people will say they feel something different, so, especially if they're depleted in nutrients, which many people are. They feel like, wow, I'm being revived. So it's getting right into your cellular level and past the poor digestion that many of us have, because we did grow up on gummy bears or whatever, you know, yeah. And bad cereals and
sugar,
bad.
Yeah. Sugar packed cereals. Yeah. Oh. Hostess Ho-Hos.
No, it's scary, all that stuff that we ate. So it's getting past the bad digestion, getting right into your system, feeding your cells. And there's two things I always say that contribute to disease: lack of nutrients, deficiencies, and excesses of toxins and bad, just junk that clogs up our system. We start working on those two areas, we're going to be healthier, we're going to feel better. And you know, getting all those antioxidants from all those beautiful juices, and you can just juice up a cornucopia of vegetables. You can juice more than you can put in your blender, for sure. Yeah. And those have antioxidants, bind to the toxins, carry them out of the body so they don't damage your cells.
That's fantastic. And so you talked about a little bit, the reason why juices are better than smoothies is because the smoothies are harder to digest, or explain that a little more in depth. Why juices are better than smoothies?
Okay. So we want the fiber. So don't get me wrong. We want that insoluble fiber. It's fabulous for the gut, but it's going to slow down the absorption of some of those nutrients. Plus you can't get as much into that blender as you can juice. I mean, you can just keep on juicing.
It's kind of like the amount of nutrients you're getting in a juice is more concentrated than it would be like in a smoothie.
Oh, for sure. Right. Also, what I've discovered, I always quiz people about a smoothie when they're really adamant about, I should just stick with smoothies, I think. They say, usually people put a lot of fruit in there and not a lot of veggies, because when you get a lot of veggies, it's pretty mushy. You know, it's kind of like wet sawdust or something.
Right.
You get all those hearty things in there, carrots and beets and stringy things like celery don't blend up quite as well. And in your hearty greens, a little bit does, but if you get several big leaves of kale, it's not going to blend up as well. So I always say, if you love your smoothies, keep them. Do both, but add in some juice so that you can make sure you're getting all of those fabulous nutrients, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, phytonutrients, and biophotons.
So why is juicing so effective in facilitating health? What is it about the juice itself that facilitates the health? Why is it so great?
Well, there's the last thing I said. I got this little bug. I'm sorry. After
me. Okay. It's all right. People know it's authentic. This is an authentic, real show. We didn't rehearse this.
That's right. And there's a little bug in my studio. And so what was your question again?
Oh, just why is juicing so effective? I know you covered a little bit. Why is it so effective? Why is it something you think people should go to automatically when they're dealing with the health situation?
So effective because of the last thing I just said, all of the things I said that are in the juice, but biophotons are the photons from the sun. So the plant absorbs those light rays of energy, we call them photons, takes it into the plant. You eat the raw plant, you're getting that life. It's going right into your cells. What feeds the mitochondria of our cells, the little energy units that produce ATP, that produce energy, one of them is photons. And most people don't eat a lot of raw. They don't get that energy, that life, because they eat cooked things. They eat a lot of fast food stuff. There's no photons in that. It's just gone. And so it's the raw. And we bring that live raw juice into our bodies, and our cells are happy cells. And our mitochondria are happy. And our bodies start producing more ATP, our energy fuel. And that's when people say to me, wow, I haven't been juicing that long and I'm getting more energy. I'm feeling better. My pain is going away. The brain fog is starting to clear out. And they just notice these little things as they go along with the juicing. And along with that, it provides the vitamins, minerals, and enzymes and the phytonutrients, and everything works together. And plus, I found some studies on synergy. Synergy is when these nutrients couple up and work together more effectively. So, you know, people who say, oh, I only like this or only like that, two or three things out of the vegetable category and maybe out of the fruit. Well, you're not getting all of that synergistic effect of all of these different nutrients coming together, linking up. That's the biochemistry, working together to produce reactions in your body that can only happen if you have certain nutrients for that reaction. So I always say, well, if you don't like certain vegetables, like you don't like hearty greens, you don't like chard, kale, collard greens, I don't know what you don't like, spinach maybe, but combine them. Combine them with something you do like. Like maybe you like apple and carrot. That's a really nice combination. Or apple and lemon. That's a lemonade base. Mm-hmm. And then put in some of your maybe vegetables that you would never try. Maybe bok choy. Maybe you looked at that for years as you go down the produce aisle and think, what is that stuff over there? Right. Try some new things. Get a synergistic effect of all these different nutrients.
So based on that, you feel like if you find something you really like, let's say you have a mixture you really like, do you think it's best to not do that every day? Do you think it's best to do that every week? What is your advice about that? Like mixing it up? So you're trying something different, maybe, or kind of finding something you like and kind of staying in those parameters. What's your advice about that?
Well, I always want people to like what they're drinking, because right. If you don't like it, you'll probably quit. Right. So if you find a base that you just dearly love, stick with it, but then add some extras in there. Some stuff maybe you would never try, maybe some things you don't like. Like people tell me, ooh, I hate beets. They taste like dirt, right? But beets are very good for your liver.
Means you need iron, right?
Well, they have iron, absolutely. Yeah. And it helps to detoxify the liver and it lowers blood pressure. There are lots of studies on beet juice proving that it lowers blood pressure in pretty short order. So if you have things like that that you don't like, just try putting a little bit of it in with what you do like, what you do love. If you don't get an overwhelming amount in there, it won't even change your flavor. You won't even know what's in there. You'll just see the red, or you'll see the green, you'll see the color, but you won't even know that you added that vegetable. So yeah, stick with what you love, but change up the additions and change them around and change your greens. Don't just stick with kale all the time.
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. So the sugar thing, you know, many doctors say, oh, don't do too much juicing because there's too much sugar in there. Talk about that. And I'll have a follow-up question. Basically, you know, people are fooled by, you know, fructose. They think, oh, that's fruit sugar. That's okay. So high fructose corn syrup sounds wonderful. That's, you know, is that. So talk about what doctors say about having too much sugar in juicing, and then also the difference between high fructose corn syrup and fruit sugar.
Yes. So I hear that a lot from people. Oh, I've got diabetes. And my doctor said, I absolutely cannot have any juice. It's way too much sugar. Well, doctors think, and I don't blame them, they don't know about celery juice and cucumber juice and Swiss chard juice. They've never heard of such a thing in their entire lives, right? So if you just drink a big glass of fruit juice, yeah, that is too much sugar. And I agree with your doctor. I don't think you should have that either. But if you have a beautiful glass of cucumber and lemon, maybe you just put in a little green apple, your lowest sugar apple is green. You put in some ginger, maybe some fresh turmeric, maybe some other greens. You've got a great juice. The cucumber juice will dilute everything else. The little bit of sugar from your green apple, it will help to dilute. Put in some lemon, it freshens it up. It's like a lemonade base. You can definitely have juice. And I've worked with many people with diabetes and pre-diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes, who have totally been able to control their diabetes with diet and did not need medication any longer because they changed their diet, because they got the sugars out and the simple carbs, like the refined stuff. The white stuff for sure needs to go. That turns to sugar very easily. Reduce their alcohol, just change things up completely. High fiber diet, include more legumes, like beans really help with that whole sugar issue, help with insulin resistance. And
you obviously have to cook the beans first. Because you can't just throw in hard beans. Yeah.
You can't juice those guys.
Yeah.
Anybody that wants to be on my weight loss study right now, I'm starting a pilot study of white bean chicken soup, or you can have just white bean vegan soup, either one, and for weight loss, because I found it the beans have resistant starch, which helps with weight loss and helps with lowering blood sugar. So I just thought I'd throw that in. Contact me, juiceladyinfo.com is where you can find out about that. But anyway, so definitely you can turn diabetes, pre-diabetes around with diet and with juicing vegetables. And then what about high fructose corn syrup? I was going to go, oh, yikes, that is so horrible, so horrible. That is my hope, that we can get that out of the American diet. It should be outlawed. It is so bad.
Do you think they did that fructose naming thing so people would think that, oh, it's fructose. It's fruit sugar.
Yeah. I'm sure. Because there's so much deception for the American public. We've been so lied to and deceived, and it's time to know the truth. But, oh, my goodness, it's not the fruit sugar from your apple. That's for sure. And it has been linked with fatty liver, and fatty liver is on the increase. It's non-alcoholic fatty liver is what it's called. And they're finding it in children. And that breaks my heart. And it has to be all this sugar, and especially the high fructose corn syrup, that they're just slipping in all of these things. My hope is that under RFK Jr. Task force, the new one, the MAHA Action Healthy Foods Task Force. We just had our first meeting right after Bobby Kennedy was sworn in.
Awesome.
And my hope is that we can do something about that as we work on first the pyramid, the food pyramid, but to bring that in, that there are things like that just really should be outlawed in our country, because people don't know. And they're confused, and they think it's okay. And there used to be commercials even on TV about, oh, it's just from corn, or, you know, it's not a problem.
GMO glyphosate corn, just purified GMO glyphosate corn.
That's a scary topic in itself.
It is.
And GMO has been shown, proven in studies, to cause tumors to form in short order in the poor little critters that they fed GMO corn to. So we've got to make some big changes coming up. But thank God we got Bobby Kennedy in there.
Amazing. I want to get to that, but I want to cover two things that are important that people ask about, and important for me to know. How long after you've bought the groceries, or, you know, how long after you've, let's say you'll grow your own garden, how long after you've cut that vegetable down? Let's say, I'm not saying kill it, you're not killing the vegetable. Let's say, how long after you do that, do you recommend people start juicing it? Or if you've got something in the refrigerator for 2 weeks that you think is not turned yet, do you think that's still okay? So talk about longevity of how long you've had the vegetable as to whether it's worth juicing, or what are your thoughts about that? Because I know people talk about live juicing. So
live food, yes, live raw food. Well, that is a great question. The sooner you juice it after it's picked, of course, the better it's going to be, right? The more nutrients it's going to have, and the longer it sits, the more it loses. However, not being a person who wants to throw stuff away, I still juice it up. There is no like magic drop-off point unless we heat it. When you heat things like above 118, you start really killing off the enzymes and the nutrients that are very susceptible to the heat, a lot of the vitamins. And so, but there's no magic drop-off point. It's a gradual decline. I always say to people though, juice it and freeze it, because they've done studies on frozen vegetables and found in a number of cases, they had more nutrients than the stuff they pulled off the grocery store shelf because it had sat there longer. And apparently those vegetables had been frozen pretty quickly after they were picked. So they've discovered high nutrient content, at least in some frozen foods. So you can freeze your juices. I like little canning jars. They work great. You can just move them around in your freezer and tuck them into corners. Don't fill them all the way to the top because they will burst. But I've had a number of moms, especially, who want juice for their kids, but they can't juice every day. Life is just way too busy. But they can get the family involved in juicing on the weekend, make a big batch of juice. And big batch juicing is popular right now. And freeze them and get the kids to help you. And then you just
as a family fun day, Sunday project or Saturday project, something like that. Yeah. That's the hardest thing for me is, making the whole mess for the juicing. So that's a great recommendation. You know, sometimes if you're juicing, it makes a big mess and then you're in a hurry. So that is a great recommendation. So you're saying freezing it doesn't ruin the value of the juicing at all. So a week or two later, how do you recommend unthawing it once you've frozen it?
So a lot of people like to just pull them out of the freezer and put them in the fridge and let them sit overnight. I had one police officer who said she would pull her juices. She did juices and smoothies and froze them. And she'd pull them out in the morning, put them in the squad car, and kind of they'd thaw. And as she went, she'd drink one or two here or there.
Kept it nice and cool. So, yeah. So the importance of, the question I had was have you ever seen a study? Cause I won't tell you what the study I saw, cause I don't want to just, change your answer. Have you ever seen a study of how long groceries sit on a normal Safeway or Lucky's or whatever shelf when you're buying the vegetables there? How long has it been since they cut those down to when you're buying them?
You know, I haven't seen that study, so I want to hear what you saw.
I've heard that it's 2 weeks sometimes before that they've cut by when they've cut the vegetables out of the field to when it finally gets to the store and you get to buy it. It's been 2 weeks, and I've seen other studies that say the nutrients, the water soluble vitamins like vitamin C, for example, goes to almost zero in some of the foods that get down. They've been on the shelf for 2 weeks. So in that combination, you're almost struggling uphill if you just go to a normal grocery store. So what is your recommendation about organic vegetables or where you get your vegetables to juice and fruits, juices and fruits?
I shop a lot at our little local Sprouts Farmers Market. I don't know how fast it gets to them, but also farmers markets in the summer, just out on the sidewalk, a lot of those vendors bring them from their fields, and they're not labeled organic because they're small. They're small farms, and they can't afford to pay to get certified organic. But you talk to them, and they'll say, "Well, I don't spray anything. I don't use any sprays." So pretty much, they can't say they're organic, but they can tell you they're unsprayed. So they're organic. And so that's probably the best way you can go. Some farmers will deliver to your home, and hopefully that's pretty quickly after they've picked the produce. It is a challenge. We just do our best, right?
Absolutely.
But, I've been pulling my vegetables off the shelf at Sprouts Farmers Market, and I feel pretty healthy. So
you're doing great. So my assistant took a picture. She bought like $18 worth of groceries from some organization in Tempe, Arizona, and she got so much vegetables for $18. It was that she was able to bring it in. It all looked fresh and healthy, and I was just taking pieces of it and eating it. It was delicious. So if you can find a way to do that or grow your own, obviously I say that's the best way to do it. But
this.
No, we're all in a busy world. We're in a busy life. If you're juicing vegetables, you're getting your normal grocery store and they look like they haven't been there for a while. They're at least getting a lot more nutrition than you would if you're eating, you know, all the other processed things that you have to do. So doctors tell us, you know, that you want to have fiber in your juices. And we've gone over smoothies and juices and why the other. What is the ratio, do you think, about getting your fiber in if you're doing celery juice or apple smoothie or celery smoothie or those type of things? What kind of ratio do you recommend to people between juicing and smoothies?
Yes, or if you're not doing smoothies, maybe you can do steamed vegetables lightly, yeah, or salads or stir fries, something right, like that to get your fiber. So I always say, think of juice like a vitamin, mineral, enzyme, phytonutrient, biophoton supplement in a glass that you drink.
Right.
And two or three glasses a day, even if you can just squeeze in one, that's going to give your system such a boost. And then think about fiber when you think about your diet. What are you doing to get insoluble fiber, which is what the juicer will eject? It will keep the soluble fiber, which is also great for the gut, but it will eject the insoluble fiber. So think about, how are you going to get that? We need about 30 grams. What does that even mean to anybody? Nobody knows. But think about getting maybe
Your kitchen scale.
Yeah, there you go. But think about getting maybe 3 cups of something that is high in fiber. So some steamed vegetables, some of the vegetables that are highest in fiber are your cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, kale, cabbage. Those are your highest fiber vegetables. And so think about getting maybe a cup of those a day, at least a minimum of 3 cups a week of the cruciferous vegetables. And also those cruciferous vegetables have those cancer-fighting phytonutrients like sulforaphane and isothiocyanates, studied a lot. We're hearing more and more about them. Some of the new ones found in those DIM and 13C. I hadn't seen those until I started looking more into the cruciferous vegetables for cancer. I don't know how newly named, but I just ran across them recently. So think about that. And then other vegetables, high fiber vegetables like carrots are very high in fiber, but also your whole grains. And especially go for your ancient grains, kamut, amaranth, teff, brown whole grain rice, but there's black rice and red rice and green rice. So you have a lot of choices, but think about getting fiber also.
Do you find those at Sprouts, Sprouts Whole Foods as well? Or what? Yeah. Have you ever heard of Azure Standard? Have you ever heard of that company?
No.
I've recently found out about them. They drop ship organic things in bulk that they're trying to compete with the grocery stores as far as price. So you can get organic foods at the same price you get at the grocery store if you buy in bulk and do the juicing and canning and some of those, that kind of cooking. My wife is looking into doing that. We've got the membership and we're looking to place our first order. I just wondered if you had heard about that. So yep. Here's a loaded question for you, Sherry. I'm not telling you how to answer, but we've all heard, you know, when you're juicing, don't put the apple seed in it. Don't put the watermelon seed. If you're juicing, you know, peaches or, I mean, excuse me, not peaches, but pears or apples or watermelons, don't use the seeds. What's your advice for my audience? Loaded question.
That is a loaded question, but we know the answer. You know what I'm going to say. I love seeds. Get the seeds in there. It's sad for me to see people flicking out all those seeds and going to seedless produce.
GMO. No,
we need those seeds. And so apple seeds are the big one. People have been for years flicking all those apple seeds out. Well, we need those. And I know you have something to say about that because it is not bad cyanide in there, right, John?
Absolutely not. As we know, we've been doing it for years and years, and all my audience knows that we're big proponents of the seed, especially the apricot seed, the peach seed, the apple seed, the pear seed. They all have a wonderful amygdala in there, which we know the people that juice properly, you know, do the whole thing. But you answered that without me having to load the question for you, Sherry. But of course, that's something that we've learned together. And I you've got me motivated, and hopefully my audience is also motivated to do more juicing. And we have your book available, through the store, through the website, and through the links that we have. So we've done some specials. I think we've recently done a special combining your book and the B17. So, it's fun to do this kind of stuff with you. It's fun to met you and gone to the AmFest together. I'm looking forward to hearing, after I ask you this next question, I want to find out about, what you're doing with Maha, because that's on everybody's mind, on everybody's topic. And so we'll get into that. But what's your favorite juicer? I mean, you could talk about a brand name. What's your favorite juicer and why?
Mine today is the best one I've ever used. It's the Nama, N-A-M-A J2 juicer. And it has two chambers. So in the upper chamber, you put all your cut up produce, close the lid, turn it on, walk away. You can go do other things. It juices for you. You don't have to stand there and go.
Oh, wow.
As you push stuff through. I love it for that reason. Plus, it's rather quiet. So since we have one big, huge, great room, and my husband's watching TV over here, and here's the kitchen, he used to always be turning the TV up, about as loud as it goes, so he could watch the news or whatever. And now he doesn't have to do that. It's fairly quiet. But that the part about it juicing for you is what I love, because I can go make other food, clean up the kitchen, put my produce away, but I can be active in saving time. Plus, it's really easy to clean, fast and easy. So I clean it in about a minute. The parts just rinse off so easily. So people love it. I've never heard one complaint. So if you're interested, check out Nama J2 Juicer. You can go to my website, juiceladyinfo.com. Use my code JUICELADY because you get $55 off.
Wow, that's fantastic. Is there anything that you don't put in that juicer that, do you have to chop it up, prepare it? The stems, all the leaves on the celery or whatever, is all that okay? Or do you recommend removing any of that part, even on beets or any of that kind of stuff, the leaves? Is there anything you recommend leaving out?
It all goes in there. So I'm going to say there's two answers to that question. I'll take the first one. I don't put in carrot tops. There's a little bit of toxic substance in those that can give you a little digestive issue. But other than that, everything is going in there. You don't have to chop it up in small pieces. Just get it to the size. It'll fit in there and away you go. You can put in a whole little round apple. I juice stems and seeds and leaves, and people are always asking me, do I have to chop off those celery leaves because the grocery store does? No. In fact, your most concentrated apigenin and luteolin, two big cancer fighters that fight angiogenesis, those blood vessel growths, are concentrated in the leaves. They're in the whole thing. They're in the rib, but they're concentrated in those leaves. And the same with radishes. All my life, I chopped off the radish leaves and off they went until I found the study on radishes fighting cancer. A lot of phytonutrients that fight cancer are in radishes, and they're concentrated in the leaves. Go figure. So now the whole radish goes in my juice, the leaf and stem and everything. And how about broccoli stems? We throw those away, those hard bases. What are you going to do with those? Go in the trash. Well, I just cut them up, put them in the juicer. You're getting all that great goodness, no waste. The bases of cauliflower that sit like this with some leaves, I chop that off, steam the little florets, juice the rest.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. Bases.
Amazing. So is there anything you can do with the fiber that's left on the side? Do you ever do anything with that? Give us some ideas about that.
Yes. So I'll have to make them for you sometime. The best Italian buckwheat crackers anybody's ever had. I made them for our last one day retreat, 1st of February, and everybody went nuts and they were all gone. And I use them also as the base for my pizza. So on top of that, you can spread pesto and then the cashew cheese, the raw cashew cheese on top of that. So what goes in there? Carrot pulp. I use about a cup and a half of carrot pulp in there. It's a great way to start using up some of that pulp. Also, I have a 7-day liver cleanse. And for that, I use the carrot pulp for the carrot salad and the beet pulp for the beet salad, which are part of cleansing that liver and moving things through the colon. So you can do all sorts of things. I have people that add some of the pulp to their stews or soups, And they're great additions, especially the vegetable pulps in dehydrated crackers.
Wow. So don't throw anything away, basically. And even if you did, do some composting for your garden, even if you have a small garden. So
yeah. There you go. Or a big pot.
Yep.
A lot of Arizonans have patio pots, right?
For their right. Yeah. So now we're going to get to the fun part. Well, it's all been fun. I've enjoyed this immensely. Like I said, I'm thinking to myself, I want some juice right now. I wish you were here to make some for me. But anyway,
tell me
about your Maha journey. You and I, back in December, you were talking about you had been approached about being on some things, and now that's come to fruition. Can you tell what can you tell our audience about your Maha journey?
Well, it materialized, and actually I was in your booth at AmFest when I got contacted. Send your CV, and then the next morning I got the call, the vetting call. And that's been my dream, to help make America healthy again, to do my part, whatever I could do. And when Bobby Kennedy was sworn in, he said, I prayed for 20 years, got down on my knees every day. Probably lots of people heard it's become a famous line right now. And he said, Mr. President, you are the answer to my prayers. And I have to say, Secretary Kennedy, you're the answer to my prayers, because I prayed for years. And it was like a miracle that suddenly I get the call and I'm on the task force. And
when did you get that call?
About 2.5 weeks ago, I want to say. Maybe three.
And so you were like me, or like the rest of us, sitting on the edge of your seat when Bobby is going through his confirmation. You were going to be on the council, whoever got there. That's what I heard from the inside people that I talked to, that no matter who ended up being the head of HHS, you know, they were still going through with their plans. But of course, Bobby is the absolute perfect human being to do that. So tell me a little bit about your journey with that. After you got selected for the council, you said, you were sitting like the rest of us watching the confirmation hearings. And Leanna, by the way, was Leanna Warner Gray, a good friend of both of ours, was in the second row at his hearings. And so she was sending me pictures and telling me, you know, from the front row seats, which was amazing to me. But tell me about your journey through that.
Oh, watching it. Yes. And see, I didn't know the inside scoop. I thought if he didn't get it, I might be out to pasture. Right.
Yeah.
And so saying my prayers, oh, please, God. And it was brutal. They were brutal, as the Democrats.
I know that was one of their own. It was one of their own people that they were. I mean, like, he had been a Democrat for all of his life, his family. And here they were so willing. They should have had little meters on the top of their head that had to see how much money they took from Big Pharma. But he called them out on that. And we've kind of discovered some of those. Why they're so willing to lie for millions of dollars. But
yes, that is right. Well, our first task, and I'm very excited about it, is to work with the team to revamp the old outdated food pyramid, which is called My Plate. It hasn't been revised since 2011. So that's pretty long time ago. And it's pretty outdated.
Yeah. And you got sugar on there, sugar and white bread.
White bread. Yes. All the white flour stuff, you're going, oh, yikes. And somewhere in the side stuff are bad oils, vegetable oils. I've asked if I could have that as my task. I would love to present all my research. We'll see what happens with that. But I'm very excited about the task of revamping that. And we'll have many other things I brought up in our last meeting, in the chat at least, that I would love to see GMO looked at. And what can we do about that? And we're going to keep bringing stuff up, because we've got a few years to work on that stuff.
Well, hopefully we have a few years, but I kind of panic and say we need to get this done in 2 years before they try to steal the next election. But tell me, how soon was the meeting after? And tell me about what was the format of it? Was it a Zoom? Everybody was on a Zoom meeting, and how many people were involved?
Okay, so our meeting, this was so interesting. It was about 2 hours after he was sworn in. It was like, boom, and then there we went.
Wow. And, that must have been totally exciting. I would have been so excited to be part of that. But
oh, so exciting. Most of the people are in D.C. Some were at it at the last minute. The lighting wasn't super good. There was a huge round table, and it looked very official. I don't know if they were at the White. I never found out, because I came in a little late. I had technical difficulties getting in. But so I don't know what building they were in, but looked very official. And there were a lot of people around that table. It looked like maybe 15 or a few more. There were only a couple of us on Zoom. And the other one was Bonnie Hari, the food babe.
Yeah.
It was a few of us on Zoom.
Oh, how fun is that? Yeah.
It was
she's friends with Leanne as well. And I know now a friend of yours. So yeah. can you tell us about who some of the other amazing people like yourself that were on the group, or is that kind of kept secret?
Oh, it's not a secret, but I don't know because I got in late. Oh. I didn't hear all of the introductions. I got in for the last introduction and boom, then I was on. Tell me about yourself.
you got to talk about yourself, but not hear about anybody else.
Yes, I don't know who else is there. I could just see Bonnie because she was right beside me and on the Zoom.
Could you see any of the people that were around the round table or no?
No, it was the lighting was not good for that meeting. And so I couldn't make out who was there and I didn't hear their names. But I think I will be getting the list as soon as they can get all of that compiled and know who our team members are. So it's very, very exciting, though, to say and wow, it's falling.
I feel completely blessed, first of all, to know you, as I've told you when you came in. But I feel very excited that a friend of mine, someone I consider a friend, is going to make a difference. You know, it's not just people talking about it anymore. It's actually somebody who has some expertise. I mean, what an amazing thing that you get to help with the food pyramid. So have they told you when your next meeting is or what kind of like they have?
Tomorrow.
Oh my goodness. Oh, yes. Too bad I wasn't.
Yeah.
are you allowed to record the meetings when you go on or?
I don't think so, okay. But yeah, I could find out, but I don't think I am. And I'm coming in through their link. And so it might be challenging, but we're just at the stage of throw all your ideas on the table and then we'll get started with specifics.
Well, it just gives me like, I don't know about you, but the day that that RFK was confirmed, it felt like the best Christmas, the best present, the answer to prayers. And I'm not a person that puts all my faith in man, not Donald Trump, not RFK Jr. We're all fallible. I hope nobody puts that kind of faith in me. But knowing what that man has gone through for the last 30 years or his whole life, having two of his relatives murdered, you know, fighting for truth and justice and, you know, getting on his hands and knees and praying and then saying that, you know, Donald Trump was a gift from God. Imagine that. Imagine what a world we've come to that is happening. It's like answer to so many prayers and I feel uplifted and I feel this absolute power from God that we're all going to be getting to help people that we've always wanted to do and that we wouldn't get people just go, oh, you're crazy. Oh, I don't believe what you're talking about. If that was all true, why didn't doctors tell me? Well, now we're finding out that a lot of the truth has been kept from us for whatever reasons people want to think about. And a lot of my audience knows my opinions about that, but it's just it's a great time. So, I mean, I can't say enough how excited I was. And we're seeing all sorts of people coming to us, and I'm sure you are too, about how do we get healthy now that we're able to know the truth? What do we need to do to get healthy? And having answers for them and places to send them and resources for them is going to be very important because we're still have an epidemic of cancer deaths. We were having over 1,600 people a day in America dying of cancer every day. And in my mind, I have absolute proof of it. Cancer is a disease that can be prevented and kept away by having the proper nutrition in your body. So it's needless deaths as far as I'm concerned. And I don't even have a caveat to say, well, unless you're doing this or that, as long as we're willing to change our diet, change our habits, we can do that. So,
yes,
go ahead.
I can hardly wait because I keep saying this is measurable. As we start turning things around and changing some basics in America, we'll see health care costs go down. Medicare, Medicaid, and other health care costs. And so we can measure what's happening. And I know we're going to see that as policies and procedures and revamping the food pyramid even all starts coming together.
Yep, we're going to see those results immediately. So is there anything that RFK's done that you've been following so far since he's been nominated that you're really excited about? Or have you gotten any kind of inside information about that?
I haven't gotten any inside information. I did propose to our team that we have a MAHA minute each week when things get going, like Caroline Levitt is doing for the MAGA minute. She's saying, you know, here are the wins for the week. President Trump accomplished all these things. And I would love to see a MAHA minute come out each week of what RFK HHS has accomplished for the nation. Right before he was sworn in, you know this, red dye was
out. Red dye number three, yeah. One of the first 1,000 poison chemicals was banned. I hope that ban has gone through.
Yeah, it's supposed to come into effect in 2 years. It's like, why 2 years? I mean, something that's killing us, why we wait 2 years? But I'm hoping that people will learn to read labels. That's my thing all the time. I always tell people, get a little magnifying glass because they're getting tricky. They're making the print so tiny and they're putting it in white or light yellow so you can't even hardly see it. So get your little magnifying glass, shop with it, and get all those dyes out of your system, right? Out of your body, out of your shopping cart, and start there even before it goes into effect. You can put it into effect.
Wow. So it was such great news. And so tomorrow I want a message from you to see what happened tomorrow. Okay. They seem like they're doing things at lightning speed. I can't even keep up with the news. I'm just trying to keep up with what my own thing is, but we have a couple minutes left here, Sherry. And thank you so much for being on here. My audience will get a lot out of this. I'm motivated. Tell people again, first of all, where they can get the juicer, where they can find you, and how they can go to one of your classes, or do you have some online classes? What's the best way to reach you and reach out to have you speak at an event, or find out where you're going to be next? What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Thank you. Yes, come to juiceladyinfo.com, my website. You can check out all of my different programs and classes and books. And if you want to join my weight loss pilot program, it is free right now. And I'm doing this in conjunction with Women's World Magazine. And so the person who loses the most in a short time will probably be in the story. So come join and check it out, and check out the juicer, NAMA J2 juicer, and use my code JUICELADY.
There you go. I pulled your website up so everybody can see it. There you are. I'm the Juice Lady, Sherry Kalbaum. And there you go. So any closing thoughts, Sherry, as we look at your website? You can go there, use the code, or on the Juice Lady, use which code to get their discount?
Juice Lady.
Juice Lady, perfect. Okay. Yeah, just so they saw it here.
Yeah. So NAMA J2 juicer, check it out. It's on my website. And the Juice Lady code, just Juice Lady, all one word, is what you use.
Oh, just Juice Lady.
Okay. Yeah, not just.
Oh, okay.
Juice Lady.
Don't add anything else to it. Yeah.
Awesome. Nothing else. Yeah. And that'll give you $55 off.
Where can people see you next, Sherry? Are you familiar with the event at the end of March it's a Christian health meeting. It's called the Battle for the Frontal Mind. Charlie Kirk, Ben Carson, myself, Dr. McCullough will all be speaking there. I'm not trying to put, yes, I am putting myself up in that group. Have you heard about it? Are you planning on attending? And what's the next place people could see you?
I haven't heard about it. I would love to attend. And I am on the advisory board now for Turning Point Action's Healthy Americans.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So, yeah, I would love to be there at that event.
Well, if you're not doing anything, there's a grand opening for a retail store for a company that we're closely associated with tonight in Scottsdale. And if you're not doing anything tonight, you might want to go, because there'll be some Charlie Kirk people there and some Glenn Beck people and some other influencer types at a grand opening at a retail store I'll just say it's Byrna Inc. is happening tonight. So a lot of the audience won't see this till after that, but it's kind of exciting that retail store is going to be there. And there's going to be a lot of patriots, a lot of healthy Americans that are going to be there tonight.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'll get you the information.